Hey everyone, welcome back to the Duster Podcast. I'm your host, Ian McGregor, and today I am joined with Nicole, the Queen of the North. Nicole, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I had a little bit of technical issues on Tuesday, so unfortunately there was no episode released. So now hopefully this gets all sorted out and things will be running smoothly going forward.
Hope so.
I'll talk more about this on Tuesday in that episode, but we're coming up to, we're going to do a Seattle expansion draft with Nicole and Sean making picks. It's going to be over 4 episodes and it's going to be every Tuesday. And we're going to go over each division and the Seattle expansion. So one, say Nicole, will pick the team and draft who she wants to protect. Sean will pick from that team who they're taking, who he's taking for Seattle, and vice versa. We're going to go over that for the next 4 episodes, but we're going to talk way more into detail about that and who picks who, what team and what order. All that's going to be discussed on Tuesday.
Yay! That sounds like so much fun.
Very exciting. It's going to be very intense and it's going to have a lot of hurt feelings when someone gets picked and who doesn't get picked and the reason behind everything. Before we get into the rankings though, I do want to just bring up that Gary Bettman did say that this is the last year, the one and only year for the North. What are your thoughts on that, Queen of the North?
It was nice to see a division like the North because I love hockey, and it was nice to see the Sens play other teams in Canada more frequently. But I do miss the opportunity to play the other teams in the States. I think that, you know, it adds a little bit of spice. You're not just seeing the same repetitive teams playing over and over again, as well as giving opportunity for the Sens to beat some of the other teams in the rankings there. You know, it just would offer a little bit of spice to go back to the way it was before.
Yeah, I definitely do like when you play all the teams. It adds some variety to it, definitely. And I would love to see Ottawa play Buffalo or Detroit or anything like that. Because
exactly.
You could actually win those games.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. So we'll get right into the rankings here. So who do you have at number 7?
Well, I'm sure you would never guess it, but the Ottawa Senators are number 7 again.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Why are they number 7?
It's just so disappointing. They're like a tire fire.
They are.
Like, aside from squeaking a win against the Flames this week, they have really just bombed. I don't even know what to say. It's kind of upsetting as a Sens fan to watch such sadness going on.
Yeah, it's not winning. It's bad. It's bad. And Edmonton just destroyed them the other night. Like, it was ugly to watch.
Yeah,
it was. We watched a little bit of it, and we had to turn it off. It was ugly. It was bad.
It was disappointing to see as a Sens fan to watch that. I'm not quite sure why this is a situation that keeps happening. We do have fantastic prospects. You know, Stützle and Norris are both top rookies in the league, which is amazing. So I do feel like eventually, maybe not this year, but I think that they could really build on these that they have. And welcome back to Dzingel, but also, I'm pretty sure he's hurt.
Yes, he does. He did get hurt. He looks like he could be just day-to-day, which is good. White, on the other hand, does it look like he may be out long-term.
Yeah,
this is still waiting on word for that. As of right now, we don't have any word yet. But as of right now, it looks like Dzingel is day-to-day and White is.
That's too bad. I was excited to see Dzingel back. I was sad when he got traded to begin with. I know you were also disappointed.
Yes, very disappointed. I've always loved Dzingel.
Yeah, so it's nice to see him back joining the Sens. And I just have a giant question mark beside Murray.
Yeah, Murray is not doing very good. He's letting a lot of really weak shots going in. And Decord really starting to kind of look like he's the starter going forward. Mm-hmm. And at $6.5 million for the next 4 years, you can't have him as a backup.
No, definitely not. It's kind of disappointing to me, Murray. I know we have talked about him in the past. I was really looking forward to seeing him do some big plays and really helping him. And I feel like he's kind of not got us where we should be.
Do you think, speaking of Seattle, do you think that the Sens will protect Decord and then let Murray go in Seattle's expansion? And do you think Seattle will take him?
Murray was a good goalie. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if the Sens will let him go. We just acquired him. Maybe it's just juggling pieces. Right now, the Sens are making a lot of changes to their lineups and stuff. So maybe they just need a proper fit that can really assist Murray with what he's up to. I don't know if Seattle would take him. If they're watching right now with the Sens,
No, they wouldn't take him. I don't think so. Too much money and not good enough playing right.
Yeah, I agree.
So who do you have at the number six spot?
So I have Vancouver, number six.
Okay.
They played not too bad this week. They did win 2 of 3 games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
They played the most games in the North Division right now, and they're still on the bottom. Like, I don't know if they're going to be moving on up, but they have played the most games. So I don't know. But I do have to say, with Vancouver, Demko.
Yeah.
Talking about a goalie that is standing on his head week to week, and talk about this. We've talked about this in previous weeks. Demko is certainly trying his absolute best to get this team where they need to go. I don't know where the disconnect is there, but, you know, they do have some really great players. I'm just not sure where the holes are for them to get further up.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a much bigger push from Vancouver at the beginning of the season, and I thought players like Pettersson, Hughes, Miller, but Besser, they're going to take that extra step.
Yeah.
It's just I'm finding that their defense, and Holtby has been a huge,
yes,
but their defense has really let them down. And yeah. While Hughes is getting top-notch points, and he's one of the highest-ranked defensemen for point-wise, defensively, he's a liability.
Exactly. If you're set up to be a defenseman, then you need to be defending that and assisting with the goalie. If you're not doing that, then why are you a defenseman? Should be a forward then.
I completely agree that he doesn't really scream defenseman to me. He mostly jumps up on the play. He's rarely back in his own end defending. And when he is, he's letting the players just skate around him and score easy goals on. And it's just not looking
good. That's disappointing. And you're right with Holtby. I feel like Demko's absolutely pushing forward, where Holtby's kind of letting it slide.
Yeah, Holtby, long gone is the Stanley Cup winner, Holtby.
Yeah, I think he's past his prime. Sorry, Holtby. Yeah.
So Quinn Hughes is third in defensive scoring right now, but Victor Hedman's first with 25 points. Petrie is second with 24, and tied with Hughes with 24 points is Hughes. But Victor Hedman's a +7. Petrie's a +15, and wow. Hughes is a -18.
-18, wow.
Like, it's awful that he's that bad defensively. Like, he should be a forward. You're right. He should be a forward.
Yeah, like, if he's doing what a forward does, and he's up there, and he's making the plays, and he's getting points, then sure, forward you go. You need a defensive defenseman if you're going to make Vancouver the way it is. Like, it's just not working out for them right now. That's why they're not
100%. And the two players who are worse minuses for defensemen is Brent Burns, who is -16 as well.
Don't talk about him in my fantasy pool. I'm disappointed.
And Rasmus Dahlin is -23.
I think that was your dad's player.
Yep, it was. But they only have 12 and 11 points respectively each.
That's disappointing.
So their whole game has dropped dramatically, but Hughes has 24 points and he's still a -6, which is just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Sad.
So who do you have at the number 5 spot, just missing the playoffs?
I've got Calgary.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of a debate between where they should slot it in.
But okay, what? Yeah.
Well, because I was just thinking that they have played less games than Vancouver.
Yeah.
It is possible, because they're already a point ahead of Vancouver, that with those extra games, they could make something of themselves a little further. So I don't know if Vancouver's going to stay where they are. I think that Calgary's going to go higher than them. So I think that Vancouver stay in the spot.
I definitely see that Vancouver would be 6. For playoff-wise, as in locks and locks to miss, I definitely see Ottawa and Vancouver as kind of locks to miss the playoffs.
Definitely.
I don't see them gaining any ground at all. And I think they're going to end up in that 7-6 spot, just like you said. And Calgary, if they can pick it up, they can very easily make the playoffs. I can see that. And they're also been a big disappointment this year.
Yeah, they have.
But the way they're playing right now, hopefully Suter, as their coach, is going to kind of pick up the pace a little bit. And he can get some more defensive structurally around them. if you can do that, then I see them making the playoffs still. But right now, unfortunately, there's the odd team.
Yeah, this week only winning one of three games. A little disappointing on that. And they did win against the Canadiens, but I don't really know if that's saying much right now.
No, it's not saying much right now. So we're in the playoffs, top four. Who do you have at number four?
So I've got the Canadiens as number four.
Okay.
I've noticed that they, and the reason why they're getting slightly above the rest of them is because they have a lot of overtime win or overtime losses. So they are getting that extra point if they're doing an overtime loss. That's where they're getting their points from. They have seven overtime losses.
What makes you think that they can't get the job done in regular season? Like regular play, I mean.
I don't know. It's really, really disappointing. You know, they did play really well with the two games that they did win. So I'm not really sure. It's either they have a really, really, really well done game or they're just right falling off. Like they dominated the Jets last Saturday. They dominated the Canucks 5-1 on Wednesday. Like those are big wins.
Very big wins. And what I feel like they're not consistent enough.
No, they're really, really all over the place. It's very much a roller coaster for them. That's why I don't really know if they're where they should be right now.
Do you see them missing the playoffs at the end of the day?
That really depends on Calgary, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I could see pushing through to the playoffs if they could just get their act together. I do know that they have great players. You know, you mentioned Dietrich. He's doing his thing. I think that they do have the makings to be really great. You can see it in those two games that they did win. And I do have to say that I was not a fan of Gallagher at the beginning of my hockey life. But I do feel like he's really kind of coming into his own.
He's maturing.
Yes, he is. I really find that I even wrote down that he's growing. Good for you, Gallagher. Good for you, Gallagher.
So yeah. With Montreal, Carey Price has been less than stellar, I'll say.
He's wishy-washy.
Where was this Carey Price at the beginning of the season? At the beginning of the season, he was phenomenal, and he was really keeping them in those games, and that's why they were so dominant. What happened? Was that, which one's the offset? Was the beginning Carey Price a one-off, or right now a one-off, and that he'll get better, or is this actually how he plays?
I think that he is a good goaltender. He obviously was top-notch many years in a row. I think that he's so up and down. I'm not sure why that is. I'm not really, if he's in his own head or if it's just the team that's backing up that's struggling. But I feel like almost as if he's, I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel like he's just moody. Like it depends on if he's in a good mood.
I completely agree. I feel like he's frustrated, and when he shows his frustrations, he doesn't perform nearly as well as he's capable of.
Definitely his headspace, I think.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of not a good thing.
No.
If you have somebody who's in their head too much, they're not going to be making those saves that they really should be. It's kind of disappointing on the Canadiens' end. I'm sad for them.
It's unfortunate. Hopefully they can pick it up, and it's going to be a really tight race between Calgary and Montreal going forward, and those are the two teams I find that I'm going to be keeping an eye on because they're battling for that final spot. I see the bottom two staying the bottom two. Nah. And I see the next three you're about to mention, I see them staying at top three.
Yeah.
So it's all really comes down to that last spot between Calgary and Montreal.
Yeah, there's quite a division between the top and the bottom right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Speaking of the top, who do you have starting us off at number three?
I have Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, okay.
So they did struggle this week. They only won one of three games, but they are tied for points with Edmonton. Mm-hmm. So they could make up those points because they've only played 26 games and the Leafs and Oilers have both played 20.
Okay. They can definitely make it up then.
Yeah, like there is opportunity to make it up if they pull their socks up and get it done. Do have great players on their team. I am a fan of Winnipeg, especially Kyle Connor because he's in my fantasy pool and he's doing like really well. I really thought that he was kind of a sleeper player. Hadn't really heard of him before. And here he is getting tons of points and doing what he needs to do.
Absolutely. He's 20th in the league in points. That's the entire league, not just the North. The entire league's 20th in points. He is absolutely crushing it right now. He's been unreal. And he has really been a sleeper for a lot of people that when they look at Winnipeg, they see Scheifele, Hellebuck, and
yeah. They're
kind of lost in those two. That Connor kind of snuck his way in, and he's showing that he is a really good player. And now with Laine gone, a lot of it, the scoring and the sniping ability, falls on him.
Absolutely. And he's doing it. He's getting it done.
He's getting it done.
The question mark there is again the Goldie. Hellebuck, I don't know what you're doing.
I have him penned as the number one goalie in the North, but he shows that, and he stands on his head and he makes unreal saves. And then the next, I'm like, you're not even top seven.
No.
Like, it's unreal.
For Winnipeg to get going past the rest of the in this division, they need a consistent goalie. Hellebuck is really great. He's like a Carey Price. Really, really great sometimes, and then he falls right off on other times. So, a little disappointing. Hopefully, he can come into his own and get things done for them. I like Winnipeg.
Winnipeg is a very good team, and I definitely see them staying up the top three. They're going to make the playoffs, and I see them going far, and it's depending on if Toronto really chokes in the playoffs like they typically do, then maybe Winnipeg can go past a couple rounds.
Yeah, I see that. Definitely.
So who do you have in the number two?
I have the lead.
Okay.
So they did struggle really, really hard this week, just like a lot of the other teams. Only winning one of three games. They squeaked a win against the Jets. You know, I don't see them doing, you know, those 7-1 wins or those 4-1 wins even. I feel like it's very close when they do.
I definitely see them close as well. I think that's more on the goalie and the defensive structure.
Yeah, but a win is a win. So
win's a win.
And they are getting there. I have to say it. I'm kind of impressed with the Leafs this year. And I don't like saying that. Trust me. It makes my mouth hurt. But, you know, Matthew, top goal scorer. Marner, fourth for assists. Yeah, so I think that the Leafs really are doing something this year. I really thought they were past their prime, but apparently not. They do have good prospects. Like, they do have some potential to make the playoffs this year. Now, whether or not they choke in first round, which is a thing that happens.
Well, it's all, this whole season really comes down to the playoffs.
Yeah, it does.
And it's all a formality for the Leafs at this point. I see them as a lock for sure. It's all comes down to the playoffs and if they can perform. And that's basically what it comes down to. I do think that no matter who ends up the top of the division at the end of the North playoffs, I don't see them getting past any of the Americans. You look at Vegas, St. Louis, Tampa, Florida, Boston, Washington, Islanders. Those teams are so defensively structured that the speedy Leafs or the Jets and wishy-washy goaltending and the Oilers with sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're not. It really comes down to what happens in the overall once they get to the actual American teams. Mm-hmm. The American teams are so structured defensively that I don't see any Canadian team getting past them. It's unfortunate, but I don't see it.
That's a fair point. I do, yeah. Because even with the Oilers, who are obviously my number one pick.
Yes, the Oilers, yes.
Even their goalie, he quite wishy-washy. So, you know, if the top people point-wise don't get points, then they're not going to win.
McDavid is 48 points.
Yes. So this week they won 3 out of 3 games. Disappointingly for some, dominated the Sens 7-1 on Wednesday. Like,
it was embarrassing. It was bad. It was bad to watch.
It was quite disappointing. You have to make mention, Drysdale gets multiple points every time they play.
Oh, yeah. He's so good. And it's sad that McDavid overshadows him so much because he's the second best player in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, like McDavid has 48 points, like you mentioned. Yep. Drysdale has 42. Like, they're top in the league. They're top.
They're so dominant.
So I really do think it's a goaltending, you know, defense problem there. Because their forwards are really doing what they need to do. They're getting those points. I cannot believe 7-1. It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was a tough loss. It was very tough.
But you could really see the skill of them, too. Like, Drysdale getting what his points in there. He was doing so well. And they're getting multiple points a game. It's very rare to see them not be on that scoreboard.
Well, you saw when the last week with the Toronto series, when they played those three games, that Toronto shut the two of them down and no one else could score.
No.
Nothing else was happening. You shut two players down and they were getting shut out.
Because that's their center. That's their nucleus. Yeah. If they're not performing or they're getting shut down, there's no way the rest of them can balance properly. They can't hold the team without them.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
But they did win 3 of 3 games. I enjoy the Oilers as well. They're up there for me. So I like them.
They're a good team, and they're your number one selection, Queen of the North rankings.
Yes.
So we have Ottawa Senators at 7.
Normal.
Vancouver Canucks at 6.
Brutal.
Calgary Flames at 5. Mm-hmm. Montreal Canadiens at 4. Winnipeg Jets at 3. The Toronto Maple Leafs at 2, and Edmonton Oilers in the number one spot. And you can find all those rankings on my Twitter at Duster Podcast. Up next, so we do have 3 games tomorrow night for the Canada Division. We have the Canadiens versus the Flames. We have the Jets versus the Leafs. And we have the Oilers versus the Canucks. Now, I wanted all 7 Canadian teams, but unfortunately, one has to sit out. And typically, it's Ottawa, I find.
Yeah.
Ottawa rarely plays. So, spicing it up a little bit. 4 picks for Nicole, and you're going to pick the Sunday game, Leafs versus Ottawa.
That's what you want me to pick? Leafs versus Ottawa?
You're going to do the 3 games on Saturday and Leafs in Ottawa.
Oh, no. I am terrible at this. I don't know why.
You get into your head too much, and you have to pick with your gut. Go in with a gut feeling, and I think you'll do much better. Because last week, you got one right. You got one right last week.
1 of 3. I'm just like... Yeah. Toronto winning last week.
Yeah, 1-3. You're the Leafs. But before you were 0-3, so you're getting better.
Yeah, the first one I did really well. So I'm trying. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. So the first game, Canadiens versus the Flames. Who?
Canadiens.
Canadian. That's your gut. You're going with the Canadiens.
Ugh.
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 The Jets versus the Leafs. Oh, no.
Let's go Leafs.
The Leafs, okay.
With Matthews getting...
That's what you think. Wow, look at that. Matthews, 2 points. Are the goals, assists? What was he getting?
A goal and an assist.
Nice, well-rounded game for him.
Yeah, let's do
it. Oilers versus Canucks.
Oilers.
Okay, and then the Sunday game, the Leafs versus the Sens.
Gonna fall.
Now, Leafs are going a back-to-back. The Sens are probably going to get the backup. But the Sens do suck. Who are you taking on the Sunday night game?
I'm just going to put good in the air and say the Sens.
The Sens are going to beat the Leafs on Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
There we have it. We have the Canadiens beating the Flames, the Leafs beating the Jets, the Oilers beating the Canucks. And in our Sunday edition, the Sens are going to beat the Leafs.
Oh,
What's the score of that game? Sens-Leafs.
3-2.
3-2. Okay. So we have, I'm going to put a little asterisk saying 3-2 for that game.
And Stützle is getting a goal.
Stützle is getting a goal. Okay. Yeah. I'll put that prediction there too.
I'm trying to be a mind reader. I'm trying to predict the future.
Okay. I also put, for people listening, I also did put Matthews having 1 goal, 1 assist. I put that as a prediction for the other game as well.
I'll be completely wrong. It's okay.
They're both, so Ottawa's going to lose 8-0. And Matthews is going to get 0 points. That's how it's going to work.
No.
So speaking of points and different rankings of players, NHL.com has recently re-released its updated version of the fantasy. So these are players who fantasy-wise are the highest ranked of the whole league. Okay. Now we're just going to go over the North players because unfortunately that's all we're going to talk about. So a lot of players are going to be missing off this list. These are just the North players. At 10, Now, before I get into it, actually, I want to get your reactions to the list because some of these players I think are ranked a lot higher than they should be.
Okay.
So I'll give you the top 10, but I'll also give you what number they ended up on the whole list as a whole.
Okay.
So at 10, we have Johnny Gaudreau, who's coming in at number 36 overall.
Okay.
We have Morgan Rielly at 9, 29th overall. He is the highest ranked defenseman, by the way.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
He's actually the only defenseman in the top 50. Quinn Hughes is just there. There's no Vancouver Canuck players in the top 15 for the North. Not one Vancouver.
But also not surprising.
Not surprising. There is a Senator.
Yahoo!
But there's no Vancouver.
Wow.
Speaking of the Senator, the 8th best player in the North, apparently, is Mr. Brady Tkachuk.
Wow, okay.
Coming in at 25 overall.
Okay.
Number 7, very, very close personal friend to Brady Tkachuk. Some would even say they're brothers. Coming in at number 7, we have Matthew Tkachuk. He's ranked 24th. So not only is he 7-8 in the North, but he's 24th, 25th with Brady overall.
Wow. Okay.
You see Matthew just a slightly ahead of Brady? Because of the team?
Well, obviously playing for a different team. So, you know, Calgary's being better than Ottawa. Brady Tkachuk is doing the best he can, really, with the team that he has. And I feel like Brady doesn't have as much as his brother.
Very true. Matthew is older. Absolutely agree.
He's got a couple years on him.
In a couple years, Brady, will be higher ranked.
Be up there. Oh, for sure.
So at number six, though, ranked 16th overall, is John Tavares.
No.
Nylander is like 63rd overall.
No.
But John Tavares is 16th. See, that's what I'm saying. Do you agree with that ranking or?
I don't really agree with it. I don't think that he's performing as well as some of the other people on the team. You don't really see him there very much.
No, you don't. And it's unfortunate that that's how it is. I don't see him being that type of player anymore. Yeah. I see him not even making the top 10 for the North, and I see him definitely in the 40s for overall.
Yeah, I agree.
16 is way too high. Number five in the North, we have Mark Scheifele. He's 14th overall.
Okay.
I think that's low for him. Maybe in the North, that makes sense at five, but 14th, that seems kind of low. He's 6th overall in points right now, and he's Winnipeg's absolute best player. And he's dominating the league again. Every year he dominates. But yeah, he's still ranked 14th overall.
Yeah, especially that's a little, yeah. Like I would agree with that as well with you, that I don't really think that, especially with his points and how well he's doing, I don't really think that's a fair assessment, especially considering Tavares is where Tavares is.
I completely agree that Tavares definitely should be a lot lower, and Mark Scheifele is much, much better of a player than John Tavares. Now, the American team players that are ahead of Scheifele, Ovechkin, Barkov, Rantanen, and Hedman.
Yeah, wow.
I see Barkov because he is absolutely crushing it with Florida.
Yep.
And I see Hedman because Hedman, I think, is the best defenseman.
Oh, for sure. You try trading for him all the time.
One day, someone will accept my trade offer and give me Victor Hedman in the fantasy.
No,
one day, the trade will go through.
No.
Until the trade deadline, I'm going to keep putting trade requests in. I'm going to try different combos. I will get Victor Hedman on my team.
Definitely not. Because he's mine. You're not going
to. I offered you Barry. Like, yeah, why did you not take Barry?
Okay, people out there who are listening, would you trade Victor Hedman for Barry?
Yeah.
There's no way. You're on drugs.
That's a great trade.
No.
You'll come around. You'll come around.
The Queen of the North will not come around.
Queen of the North, don't you want a North player?
No. I want Victor Hedman. Thanks.
Fine. So Ovechkin and Rantanen, I think they're having a little bit of down years. I would put Scheifele above those guys.
Yeah, look. Okay, Scheifele above Rantanen, you said?
Rantanen and Ovechkin.
I don't know about Ovechkin, but yeah, I would put him ahead of Rantanen.
Yeah, I think Scheifele's coming in at number nine, though. Oh, sorry. Number four in the North, but nine overall, is Mitch Marner.
Okay.
I see him kind of ranked low. Looking at the players above him, the only player that I can see, though, that is ranked a little too high right now is Nathan MacKinnon. Yes, Nathan MacKinnon is a phenomenal player.
I would put Marner above MacKinnon right now.
I would too. I think, unfortunately, he's having a little bit of a down year. He hasn't played as many games as everyone else, but at the same time, he has played enough that he shouldn't be that further down.
But that in itself is a problem. If you're not playing as many games as the rest of them, that means that you're being out. So
I agree. Completely agree. So I would have him a little bit lower. But
I do think that Marner's really, really coming to his own. And I know I say that in on reaps, but I do feel like that team is meshing much better than they have before. I think they've let go of their egos a little bit and they're starting to play as a team now. And I do believe that, you know, Marner should be up there.
I do. Now, between Marner at nine and the fourth overall is Austin Matthews. Matthews is a great player. Absolutely. Yep. But he gets goals.
Yeah.
Marner is worth more than Matthews? And Matthews, yes, generational talent. But is he five spots worse than Matthews?
No. I think if they're right up there, they should really be right together. Because you can't get goals if you don't have a person who passes the puck to you.
Completely agree. I agree.
You can snipe that puck in the net, but you need someone to get it there. So they're both equally valuable. And they're both really well.
The players between Marner and Matthew, they're very well-rounded. We've already gone over Nathan MacKinnon. He's 6th overall.
I think he'd be lower.
We have Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, and the 8th and 7th spot. Once again, passing player Marchand passes to Pastrnak.
Yeah, that's fair.
Makes sense that they're together.
Yeah.
Yep. 5 is the highest ranked goalie in the Andre Vasilevskiy.
Yes, he
that's
is
fair.
Pulling it.
Absolutely should be 5th overall. He is phenomenal. Yep. Gonna win the Vezina.
Definitely.
Don't even have to put a vote in.
He's winning the Vezina. I'm disappointed that I didn't get him for our fantasy.
I think my dad picked
him. Dad got him. Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts.
Hurts.
Maybe he'll trade for Barry. So the number 2 and 1 spot, I think you can kind of see where that's coming from.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious. They're both ranked 2 and 1 in the North as well as the
league. I say it
all the time. They are the top 2 players in the league. Number 2, Leon Drysdale. Absolutely. Number 1, Connor McDavid.
Absolutely.
I think
their ranks right where they should be.
Exactly. 1 and 2. That's where they're going to stay. That's where they should be. And that's 100% where they should be.
Absolutely. Like, you look at McDavid, who has 48 points. Mm-hmm. And then you look at McKinnon, who has how many? 20.
McKinnon, I will check right now.
The last I thought I saw, he 20 maybe.
Nathan McKinnon has 22 points. He's 45th in the league.
Yeah. So I don't even know if he's top 10 right
now. No, I think he Marner's a better player right now.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
Pasternak has 22 points, same as McKinnon. He's played 17 games.
Yeah, he was out.
So, and he's a plus 10. So, yeah, if Pasternak played a full season, he'd be so much higher. Right up there.
Yeah, he's also my player. Ha
ha ha. So that's the top. That's the top 10 players in the North. Okay. Did you notice I didn't mention Ehlers? Mm-hmm. I didn't mention Connor.
No.
I didn't mention Hellebuck or Petrie or any Vancouver player.
Yeah, that's fair. Petrie could be up there.
I think Petrie's been a great this year. He is unreal so far. He is the second best defenseman in point wise in the league. I think he's a great player. I'm not sure why he's not on the list. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a little wonky. Like, where does this list come from? Oh, McDavid has 49 points.
He has 49 points?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. NHL.com has him at 48.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Office Pool says him at 49.
Oh, because he has an overtime goal. You get an extra point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you get the overtime goal, you get an extra point.
Yeah, you said Marchand was up there, right?
Yeah, Marchand has 31 points.
Yeah, it says 32.
Okay, he got an overtime goal.
He got 3 points yesterday. So, he's killing it.
Killing it. He's a plus 13 as well. So, he's defensively been just as good as he is offensively.
Yeah. Some really good players. It's nice to...
Wow. I just clicked on the plus minus, the rank them based off of that. Leon Drysdale second with a plus 19.
That's amazing. He's so good. Like, he really does get overshadowed.
He's amazing. Like, so I did not know this, but there's a defenseman from Montreal who's first in the league in plus minus. It's not Weber and it's not Pete. Joel Edmondson. He has one goal, 5 assists for 6 points. He's played 26 games. He's a plus 26.
Wow.
He is a defensive defenseman for sure, and he's crushing it.
Yeah, he needs it. You need it.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, it's great.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Joel Edmondson, plus 26.
Good for him.
Yeah, 19, average of 19 minutes on game. Great. Good job. Way to go, bud.
Way to go, bud.
Way to go, bud. And there you go. That wraps up tonight's episode. Is there any other thoughts or any kind of comments that you missed?
No, I just want to thank you again for having me on your podcast. I'm really enjoying myself and really learning, developing my knowledge of hockey. So I'm having a good time as Queen of the North.
Queen of the North. And you get a different perspective, because when you're just focusing on the North Division players, you see players like Connor, unsung hero. He's been great for the last couple of seasons, but he gets lost in the mix. But when you're just focusing on the North, you see, Nurse is phenomenal defenseman. You see like different players like that, and you're like, oh, this guy's great.
Yeah, definitely.
But on the flip side, who's the best defenseman in Arizona right now?
Je ne sais pas.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
Because we don't pay any attention to the American teams, unfortunately. So it's all north, 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 especially in Canada and especially in Toronto, where we're from. So it's very north-centric. So if I'm like, who is the leading scorer in Carolina? Who knows? No. I to be honest, I'm not even sure. So I'm going to do a little research here. Is there anything else that you mentioned, you said?
No.
So the leading scorer is Vincent Thorcheck.
Never would have got that in.
24 points he has.
Wow.
Yeah. 13 goals, 11 assists.
Nice.
He's tied with Aho.
Aho.
Aho. Yeah. That is the Queen of the North Friday. Nicole will be with me on Tuesday as we talk about the expansion Seattle draft.
That's exciting.
We're not doing the expansion draft on Tuesday. We're just going to be talking about it. We're going to be going over who picks what team. Sean will be joining us as well. So the three of us will be talking about the expansion draft and going over the different rules like that. And Nicole, of course, will be with us every Friday going over her Queen of the North rank. Yahoo! So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, you can join me on Twitter at Duster Podcast, and you can find all of our rankings and Nicole's picks there.
Yay, Queen of the North out!